John, it's been nearly a month since you were last in county championship action. You've had a lot of one-day cricket since then, but quite a lot of pluses to take out of the one-day campaign.
Yeah, ultimately we came unstuck and we were unsuccessful in reaching the knockout stages, but there were some positives through the tournament from individuals and from the team performances in white ball cricket generally.
And batting-wise, you've put some really good partnerships together, haven't you? There's a lot to look out there, some really big top-order partnerships as well.
Yeah, the top of the order in particular, whoever's been at the top of the order has done really well, even when Graham Clark moved up to cover for Stephen Cook's absence. He did well there too. So that did go well. Keats has been in good form, pretty much in all forms since we started the season. Disappointed to lose Richardson. He's injured in that last one-day game and he won't be making the trip to Hove.
How long is he going to be out for then? Because I think, did he pick up a groin injury in that match?
Yeah, it was a groin injury. He's not had too many muscle injuries, so we're not really sure how he responds to muscle injuries. Sometimes you get a bit of an idea when the guys have had a few, but hopefully not too long. So he's a possibility for Swansea, still unlikely though.
So who comes into the squad in place of him then in the batting order?
It's tricky. It was, like you say, it's a month since we last had a one-day game, since we last had a four-day game, so I can't remember what the order was. But the order will probably look something like Cook, Jennings, Steele, Clark, Collingwood, Pringle. That'll probably be the top half of the order, I'd imagine.
When do you travel down to Sussex then? Because you've got a lot of travelling to come in the next few weeks, haven't you? Are you going down Saturday in time for a net session?
We're going down Saturday, but we're not going to do anything when we get down there. Tend to find practices after 7.5 hours on a bus, a bit of a waste of time. So we'll just go straight to the hotel. We'll probably get to the ground early on Sunday. We tried to have a practice today, but not an awful lot got done except for some indoor work, really.
And no Mark Wood either, because he's now with England for the next few weeks, so he's missing from your lineup as well. But we haven't seen Graham Onions in the One Day Cup, so in theory he should come back refreshed on that. I think he's been with the seconds for a period, but he hasn't had any white ball action for a while.
He's had a couple of games with the seconds, as you say, but they've mostly been one day games as well, so not too many overs. Hopefully enough overs to keep him ticking over. He might be a little bit down there. Probably would have been better off for a bowl today. But as you say, at least he'll be fresh. A couple of the guys are a little weary after the one-day games, which involve quite a bit of travelling too. So Graham fortunately managed to miss most of that.
It's interesting that you go back to the county championship after a month without being involved in it, because there was a sort of element I felt you were finding your way a little bit, weren't you, in those first two games, having come down into Division 2. And now you've got a lot of county championship matches to come in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we've got four games in the next 3 weeks, so it's we also take in some far corners of the country with Brighton, Swansea and Canterbury all involved in that. So a lot of cricket in the championship coming up in the next 3 weeks. As you say, we didn't really get started against Notts at home, and we were probably just getting into a bit more of a stride against Gloucester at Bristol. Probably missed one or two too many chances to win that game, but we were getting there. We were getting there slowly, and now it feels like, you know, we've got to start again. So not ideal, but similar for a lot of sides. Most sides had three games before the break, and we only had the two, but everyone's really starting again after quite a lot of white ball cricket.
And I think going into this round of games, you're 101 points behind Notts. So there's an awful difference there, isn't there, with the points deduction that you're having to carry this season.
That's a cheery statistic, and 101 points, is it? Well, yeah, that's not really on our immediate radar. Our immediate radar is really to get a win. We need to get a win in the competition just for our own sort of peace of mind as a dressing room as well. I mean, even though it's been white ball cricket, we've had some wins, which has been good. It's been good to get that winning feeling in the dressing room. But we need to do it in a four-day game, and Hove offers us this opportunity.
And finally, during this game, I think the evergreen Paul Collingwood turns 41. Just announced some of the things that are going to be happening in his benefit year as well. He's been one hell of a servant for Durham over the years, hasn't he, when he's not been with England?
He has been an extraordinary cricketer for Durham and England over the last 20 years, I suppose. So, yeah, it's a fully earned testimonial. I haven't actually seen the list of events, but I'm sure there's going to be some good ones. Knowing Paul, he knows how to enjoy himself of an evening, so I'm sure he'll make sure everybody enjoys themselves when they're around him.